Latin America in general is a huge gap between the rich people and the poor people. When we talk about Peru, besides the most beautiful places in Peru, like Machu Picchu, there is a huge uneven society. So people wasn't so shocked with the situation that happened. I am Ivan Torres, senior cameraman with Al Jazeera English. And between us, covering Peru protests has been one of the most emotional assignments of my career. One of the main challenges facing this kind of coverage is your own safety. Is the police see you as an enemy because they don't want witnesses of their brutality sometimes. And on the other hand, the protesters see you as an enemy because you represent the official media. So it's a kind of risky and dangerous situation. Peru has a stable political life. 6 presidents in 5 years. Since Castillo took the power, tensions were very high in Peru. The Congress, dominated basically by the right-wing parties, wanted to impeach him since the day one of his government. He called for shutdown the Congress, declaring a coup d'etat.
Disolver temporalmente el Congreso de la República e instaurar un gobierno de emergencia excepcional.
Which didn't happen. All of the main institutions of the country declared their vote against this. I'm talking about Congress, judicial power, even the church. So after that, the police took him, arrest him. Some part of the population went to the street of downtown Lima to protest against his arrest. Mostly the protests were peaceful, but at some point clashes between police and protesters start, and it got very ugly. I would say the police forces in Peru, like in other Latin American countries, they are not too well trained to contain protests in the streets. They don't have a protocol that respects human rights. I saw police throwing tear gas in front of the people, not to the floor as they should do, but straight to their bodies. That's why there are so many casualties, injured, wounded, and even people died. So we managed to visit the parents of a 17 years old who was killed by a bullet. This teenager wasn't part of the protest. She was walking to the market to get some groceries. She walked a block away from the protest, but unfortunately, bullets took her in the head. I was invited to visit what was her room. I was filming with my camera, and the mother started to cry. So I keep the camera rolling, of course, which is my duty, but behind the viewfinder, I start to cry as well. Impossible not to affect you right away. In this case, that opened a little tap that normally I have closed, but in this case, touched me right in the middle of my heart. President Castillo represents what most of the people wanted to change. We are talking about more equal society, more distribution of natural resources. After some weeks covering the protest in Lima, we decided to go where the roots of resistance or discontent was. This is the southern Andean part of the country. We arrived in Cusco, then we drive up to Puno. Took us almost 14 hours. Indigenous communities went out to the roads and blockade with rocks and trees and cars. We had to establish communication. We got like a megaphone, you know, to talk to the community, explaining who we were, who we're working with, and explaining that we were there to report the reality. Then we start to do our reporting, which was pretty amazing for us to realize how they live, how they feel. We're talking about people who never were able to speak loudly about their issues. We're talking about very, you know, poor people who doesn't have any access to education, access to proper health system. It's difficult to say if the protest will change anything. At the end of the day, the power is installed in the system so deeply for so many years. I have seen so many situations like this in Latin America, and unfortunately, they haven't changed so much the situation of the poor people. It's kind of frustrating knowing that after leaving the situation that you were shooting, there is not that much that you can change. When you see them so helpless, that leaves you tremendously fragile.